GA Secretary of State responds to critics, integrity still matters. By Pam Kee on November 11, 2020. The Republican Secretary of State in Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, reacted to his critics, including President Donald Trump and calls for him to resign from Senators Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and David Perdue, RGA, Wednesday on CNN's Situation Room. Blitzer said, President-elect Biden leads, as you know, by more than 14,000 votes. Are you aware, Mr. Secretary, of any recount in Georgia's history that overturned a margin that large? Raffensperger said, I'm not aware of any. Blitzer said, have you seen any evidence of the widespread fraud or anything along those lines? Raffensperger said, we have ongoing investigations, but we have not seen something widespread of a large nature. Blitzer said, as you know, both of Georgia's Republican senators are actually, this is extraordinary, calling for you, another Republican, to step down, and you have said publicly that is not going to happen. You've been democratically elected by the people of Georgia. Have you spoken to either of these two senators, Senator Loeffler and Senator Perdue? Either of them provided you specifics of any serious allegations to this vote count? Raffensperger said, they haven't provided me anything. Blitzer said, why do you think they are doing what they are doing? It's an extraordinary moment. Raffensperger said, Wolf, you'd have to ask them directly. Blitzer said, earlier today, President Trump on Twitter took direct aim at a Philadelphia election official, another Republican, not a Democrat. Another Republican for confirming, simply confirming in an interview on CNN he has not seen any evidence of widespread fraud. Are you worried, Mr. Secretary, you could be next if you say something that the president doesn't like? He doesn't like the fact that the people of Georgia have spoken, and he is losing right now by more than 14,000 votes? Raffensperger said, I have my job to do, and I'll follow it faithfully. I think integrity still matters. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.